USA Radio News.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
On investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hi there. That's right. Back with more of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program, helping you make better money moves both before and throughout retirement. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, back again for this hour's strategy session. And a little bit later on this hour, we're going to take your emails first, but we're going to be talking later on this hour about active versus passive money management. We're going to tell you, first of all, what it is and why what you may have been hearing in the financial press may not be the advice you need. You know, they talk about one always beats the other, or one is always worse than the other. Which one is better, or can a blend of both be best suited to you? So we'll answer that question. We'll also tell you why it's important, giving you all the information you need to know coming up shortly. We also have Steve Allendorf in studio with us in about 15 minutes, going to talk about how you can get an accurate quote on a refi, and how do you determine if it even makes sense to do a refinance. You know, something you say, well, got to be the interest rate, right? Sometimes, but it's not always about getting the lowest interest rate. Steve will tell us more here in about 15 minutes or so when he wanders into the studio. If you got a question for the Brain Trust, you give us a call right now. Lines open, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. As I said, we do have most of the lines open right now. To send us your email, just go over to wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. Professor Rick Plum here again today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You should know by now that you need a buckets plan. You need one that's tailored specifically to meet your goals and your needs. You've seen how complicated this can be. Do not leave it to chance, all right? You need some help. Let the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group help you with your own bucket strategy. You call the professor or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. You meet with an advisor, you get your strategy set up and running. 800-644-1150, the off-air number. I just won a bet. That's pretty good. We didn't bet anything. I'm only kidding. As I said, we'll have Steve Allendorf joining us here in about 10, 12 minutes talking about refinance. And we will get to that active versus passive management stuff here, Professor Plum, if we have time at the bottom of the hour. But I wanted to get to a couple of emails here to start out the program to maintain some continuity. If you want to email us here in the at the show, you can do so at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. This comes from John in Denver, Colorado. I own a variable annuity fund that I am converting to monthly payments. It's going to mature next March, and I'm taking advantage of an offer by the annuity company a little early. I'm turning 71 years old this month and was informed I need to withdraw money from my account this tax year when I turn 70 and a half. I have money to pay the RMD in my bank account. Can I pay the required minimum distribution with money independent of the annuity account, or do I have to withdraw money from the annuity account?
Well, if this is an IRA, an annuity inside of an IRA, and you have other IRAs, it doesn't matter which account you satisfy the required minimum distribution from. It can be satisfied from any IRA in your name. You do have to use it, obviously, the balance of this account at the beginning of the year to determine what your required minimum distribution is for all of the accounts. But once you've determined how much your required minimum distribution is across all your IRAs, it doesn't matter where the total of that RMD amount comes from. It can come from each account across the board. It could come from only one account. It can come more from this one, less from that one. It doesn't matter. If you've got three IRAs, one has a $3,000, one has a $4,000, one has a $5,000, what's that, $12,000? It doesn't matter where it comes from, as long as $12,000, which was your RMD, comes out. They just want the taxability, they being the IRS. Actually, they being Congress. So it doesn't really matter where it comes from. Now, once you annuitize it, next year, you're talking about changing the character of the annuity contract from one that was a deferred contract with a very identifiable cash value to an annuitization where you no longer have a cash value. It is purely a promise to pay you a specific payment each month, year, whatever the term is, for the rest of your life. Now there's no identifiable cash value. Some annuity companies will put a cash value on it each year for RMD purposes, but most won't. They just, now you've got a payment for as long as you live, and when you die, the payment stops, and if you keep living to be 127 years old, they'll keep making the payment until that time. So what is the value? And so typically, once it's been annuitized, you ignore that contract. It's satisfying its own required minimum distribution. Now you focus on the other ones. Now there are times, though, that some people will want to use that payment that's coming out of that annuitized contract, and you would have to go through the process of actually identifying what the value of the present value of that payment stream is to be able to determine what the RMD from that contract is and then add it to the rest of the contracts. A little bit of a pain, so most people just ignore it once it's annuitized. But you said you weren't going to annuitize it until next year. So for this year, and at the beginning of this year, it was still a deferred annuity contract inside your IRA. You can satisfy the required minimum distribution from a distribution of this account or any of the other IRA accounts that you have in your name.
So once it's annuitized, you're saying that the RMD is satisfied simply from the annuitization payment?
It's a life annuity. By definition,
right.
It's a retirement strategy.
So is Congress leaving it alone and saying you can forget that for our RMD purposes?
By its very definition. You have an account that is going to pay out over your lifetime.
Right.
And assuming that you don't have some kind of a term certain that extends beyond your lifetime, which is tough to get these days, it's just by itself. It's going to pay out over your lifetime.
Right.
It's a retirement account that is giving you a payment for your retirement life.
Yes.
So that's just, by its very definition, it's meeting the standard for a required minimum distribution. The required minimum distribution is designed to pay out an account over your lifetime. An annuitization on a life or shorter term period
is designed to do the same thing.
So you can ignore it. Now, generally, though, the payment is a larger percent, especially in the early years. The payment is a larger percentage than the 3.5 to 4% required. So if I had a $100,000 contract value, it may be paying me $7,000 or $8,000 a year for the rest
instead
of my life.
Instead of the $4,000,
the RMD may be four. So some people say, well, that number that I want to use the present value and the payment to help satisfy RMDs from other areas, so I don't have to take as much from other areas. So you have to go through the process of valuing.
You
got to go look up the applicable federal rates. You've got to go do the right time horizons and everything.
And then document it.
And hopefully the IRS should buy off on that. But most people ignore it.
You know, once you annuitize anyway, I mean, you've sort of given up your claim to the original money that was in there. So you, I suppose in some way, you could say that's money's not even mine anymore.
No, in fact, once you annuitize it, in most contracts, there is no cash value anymore.
Right.
Now you don't have cash.
You have
a payment, a promise to pay for the rest of your life or for whatever term that you've selected, 10 years, term certain, 20-year life, joint survivor, whatever the case may be. There is no cash. If you go to the insurance company and say, hey, I want cash, most of them are going to say, sorry. That's why these companies like, I want my money, I want it now, exists so that you can sell and get cash for your annuity stream.
Yes, you're saying...
Of course, they don't pay you much.
We'll give you cash. If you're getting annuity payments and you really want more than what they're giving you, we're going to give you some cash. We will give you 8 cents on the dollar. I don't know what it is. I probably...
You can sell us that $8,000 a year annuity. You're 70 years old. You're expected to live 20 years. We'll give you 20 grand for that. I don't know what the numbers are, but they're usually pretty low.
71 was a pretty good deal.
Yeah, 72, 73. Yeah.
So a couple things going on. On the annuity payments, though, Just sticking with the annuity side of this, because we do talk about these quite a bit. You know, you have the annuitization, or you can just take withdrawals out of it.
Systematic withdrawals. But that's not the same. That's not a guaranteed
payout
anymore.
No, and that's where the difference is. And I think people need to understand that there's a difference between taking systematic withdrawals and actually annuitizing the contract.
Now, you can also set them up that with the hybrid annuity or the guaranteed withdrawal benefit annuity. There are riders that you can put on a deferred annuity, not an annuitization, not an immediate annuity, where you can take a systematic withdrawal from your cash value. And as long as that systematic withdrawal does not exceed a certain amount of money each year, identified by the rider, even if the cash value goes to zero, the insurance company will stand behind that distribution and continue to pay you out that. Typically, that distribution for a 65-year-old is right in that 4.5% to 5% range. So if you had $100,000 in income base, not necessarily cash value, they're two different things, they're saying you can take, call it 5% of that, $5,000 a year out of this contract, and for as long as you live, we'll continue to make that payment. Now, where's the money coming from to begin with?
It's coming from
my cash value.
Sure.
And whatever it's earning. Hopefully it's earning more than what you're taking out, then it'll grow.
Yeah, they don't care.
But if it doesn't earn enough to replenish what you're taking out, and you're taking out more, and it's going to slowly go down, or maybe if it's a variable annuity, it may go down very quickly on a bad year, and the cash value could run out of money. You could end up taking enough out of it that you take out all your cash value.
Sure, of course.
But if you have one of these guaranteed, or these riders that guarantee the income.
That you paid a fee for.
That you paid a fee for, which is also coming out of your cash value.
Yes.
They'll guarantee to continue paying that for as long as you live.
So you don't care.
So key issue on that is have longevity. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to do it. If you got longevity, it may make sense.
Sure, longevity. If you knew how long you're going to live, you could make a lot of good bets. Okay, we'll excuse Professor Plum for one segment. Why? Because Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner, is going to be in talking about refinances and everything else. Johnny Dean, Professor Plum, the Brain Trust, continues on Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaikenPoints for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
That's the theme song to the Skyline Home Lending people. Steve Allendorf being the chief, I shouldn't say chief bottle washer them. I mean, but around here you are, Steve.
So I'll be a bottle washer if I need to.
Okay, well, that's you. You're the head guy here far as loans go. Our loan financial planner, which, by the way, you can reach him, Steve Allendorf, at loanfinancialplanner.com, L-O-A-N, or at 888-563-1070. Why would you want to talk to Steve? Well, we're going to give you a good reason here in just a moment. We're going to be talking about refinancing and all the things that go along with that. But first of all, Steve, rates look to me like I don't know that anything has changed at all within the last week.
Pretty much not. And we're not talking about the last week. We're talking probably about the last 6-7 months.
Easily. Easily.
It's been... You know, you don't want to use the word flatline.
That's what it's been doing.
But it's been flatlined. And I've been doing this a long time. I can't remember a time where rates have stayed so steady and we haven't seen a blip up or a blip down.
Yeah.
So something going to happen? Well, you know, Janet Yellen came out, you know, communicated that the reports were getting, the economy's doing better, that there's a chance that they're going to potentially look at raising short-term rates at the next meeting. So could we see a potential increase in long-term rates? The answer is yes. Could they stay the same? The answer is yes. I mean, could they go down? The answer is yes. So we don't know.
These are spectacularly low rates, historically speaking. But even I mean, you know, 3.5% on a 30-year. You know, is this really, has this helped housing?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, a full percentage point increase in interest rate could mean a difference of, you know, 10 to 15% additional cost on a monthly payment on a refinance.
Yeah.
It may mean the difference of $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 as far as decreasing your purchase power if you wait and the rates do go up a full percentage point.
Now, the Fed, of course, has nothing to do with mortgage rates. They have the...
Long-term rates, correct.
Yeah, they do the very shortest overnight
rate. The Fed fund
rate,
the discount rate.
The window rate or whatever you want to talk about.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really, the 10-year is probably a more accurate predictor, I would guess, of where mortgage rates generally
are. And the 10-year will react based on economic news on a daily basis.
Yeah, it just does some weird things that nobody really can predict. Why?
Correct.
We've seen a big cut in the 10-year since the interest rate, you know, hike back in December. So we should caution people that no matter what Janet does, it doesn't mean that interest rates are either going to go up or down on their mortgage.
Right. But knowing that we haven't really seen a major decrease, there's definitely a higher potential.
Yeah.
For us to see the rates creep up.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk for a second about refinancing. You know, I hear quotes on the radio all the time, and I hear this, you know, I can't tell you the rates because our lawyer will throw us in jail or whatever.
Well, that's because they're not advertising a 30-year fixed rate loan.
No, they're not doing that. So how do you get an accurate quote on a refi?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. As of 5-6 years ago, when we went to what's called risk-based pricing, everybody gets a different, not almost everybody gets a different rate based on their loan scenario. So can you get a quote on the phone? Potentially. Is it going to be accurate? Maybe, maybe not. But more important, it's not just getting the quote. Is does it make sense to refinance?
Yeah.
What do we owe? What's your property value? What's your current interest rate? What's your current payment? Do we have an escrow account for taxes and insurance? Do you want to continue to have an escrow account for taxes and insurance? If you don't have an escrow account, is your insurance going to be due and payable? Are we getting in the range which we are right now, loans closing potentially in October, where we're going to get the September tax bills for 16-17, where property taxes are going to be due if you do a refinance, even if you don't have an escrow account? So on all of my clients, when they call in and say, hey, here's what I have. I'm looking to potentially refinance. Does it make sense? What I will always do is have them send me a handful of documents. Their current mortgage statement. That current mortgage statement is not only going to show me current balance, their payment, what's going to interest, what's in their escrow account. Those items allow me to do a projection that if we do a refinance, here's where your loan balance is going to be the month we close, because you're going to probably make another payment. Here's what you have in your existing escrow account. Here's the refund you're going to get 2 to 3 weeks after we close. If we've got an equity line or a second loan, we want to get that statement. Are we going to subordinate it? Are we going to put it into the loan? If it's a conforming loan, did you do that second loan at the time of purchase or after? Because that may change the type of loan we're doing, rate and term or cash out, if we're going to combine that second or line of credit. And then the property tax bill and the insurance that lets me know, do we need to collect for those, whether you have an escrow account or you don't have an escrow account.
So from all that stuff, you can figure how much.
I can be so precise as far as going, here's what we have. Here's what the loan costs are. Because you have the combination of your loan costs and what are called your prepaids. Prepaids being your interest, because you're always going to owe 1 month interest at the time of closing, because you pay your mortgage 1 month in arrear, and then you're going to go a month after you close without a house payment. What do we need to collect for taxes and insurance? And more importantly, if you have a current escrow account, the fact that you're not going to have a mortgage payment the month after we close and you're going to get a refund, how much cash may be available to you 2 to 3 weeks after we close? So then we can decide, do we put the loan cost in the loan? Do we put the prepaids in the loan? Do we pay the prepaids out of pocket, because we know within 30 days we're going to be made whole with what we're going to get by not having a payment and getting a refund? So to me, those are real important things to find out so that we can streamline and dial in exactly what a new loan would look like. Once we do that, then we can see what your payment savings is. Just as important, we can see what your interest savings is.
Yes.
Because that's your cost of your money.
Right.
Then we look at the loan costs, depending upon what rate we pick. We may not always pick the lowest rate, because if you pick a rate at, let's say, 3.5 at 0 points, one-time fees, $3,400, but you may be able to get 3.6 where your one-time fees are only $1,000, we may be able to calculate out that you may be in better shape getting the higher rate and putting $2,000, $3,000 less into your loan amount.
Yeah, which always blows people away, because they say, well, obviously, if I can get a better rate, I would refinance. I would do a refinance. Even if I go from, you know, 3.75 to 3.625 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times it's not how much you're lowering your rate. It's the combination of what does it cost us to do the loan? How much am I going to save you in interest? You divide those two together and you get what I call your payback. That is the cleanest, simplest, and best mathematical way of determining, does it make sense to refinance? So if we know that you're going to be in the property for a decent period of time, my general rule of thumb is that we get you at least a 24-month or less payback. Loan cost divided by interest savings.
So by 2 years, so by 2 years from now, you will be better off starting then
Correct,
than you are right
knowing
now.
Knowing that you're going to keep the property. But if you're in the property for a short period of time, 2 or 3 years, we may look at a higher rate, maybe do a zero cost loan so that we get your return right away. So everybody's situation is different. It's the initial interview that I'm going to do with the borrower on the phone to get as much info as I can to know what their needs, wants, and goals are, to then to be able to design the refinance, that that's going to get them the best benefit.
You thought this stuff was easy, didn't you, folks? Well, maybe it didn't. I don't know. I've been through this process many times, and I just say, Steve, handle it all for me.
Are we done already?
We're done. That's
oh,
it.
Wow.
I can't believe it. We didn't finish, so we'll finish with you next week.
There we go.
If you need Steve or anyone at Skyline Home Lending, talk
not
to
anyone.
Steve Allen.
Talk to me.
You're right. Talk to Steve. All right. 888-563-1070 or loanfinancialplanner.com. Steve, we'll see you next week.
All right.
All right. Take care. We'll be right back.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. If you want to get on board, give us a call and talk to us about whatever is on your mind. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum here with me.
I am here.
Oh, I try to just catch him off guard every once in a while. Listen, I tell you what... Oh, we just live, I tell you, this is something.
Simple things.
You know, it really is. Just whatever happens to entertain us, I don't know. I'll tell you what will entertain you are the Fall Alternative Retirement Strategies Workshops. And this will be a nice, this is a big one, folks. Lucia Capital Group, specifically Professor Rick Plum, will be putting on the next few workshops. Starts Saturday, September 17th, San Diego, California, at the Hotel Carlin in the north, well, near Carmel Mountain Ranch. Saturday morning, September 17th, 9 o'clock in the morning in San Diego. Learn about really alternative investments, right, Professor Plum?
Well, the different types of alternative investments and how you may be able to use them within your portfolio to create a more efficient retirement income strategy. How to use it like an endowment would use it to create that income for yourself throughout retirement. But then understanding the different themes that alternatives may encompass. There's different
right.
ways. There is not just one type of alternative investment. There's multiple types. And so you, if you want to know a little bit about all of them, or at least some of them, come on down and we'll talk about the themes that we think are important and most useful for your portfolio.
Indeed. And something besides stocks, bonds, and cash. For people who are just, some people don't even know, oh, well, it's just stocks, bonds, and cash, right? That's really all I have access to. That's not necessarily the case.
Right, and I can buy real estate in the form of a stock, you know, in a mm-hmm. traded, publicly traded REIT, real estate investment truck, or a real estate company. Isn't that the same as buying real estate? No, it's
no,
not.
No, it is not.
Very different.
No, it isn't. So anyway, we'll be talking about those. So Saturday, September 17th, that's the next one, San Diego, California. October 1st, Las Vegas, Nevada, and then October 8th, Phoenix, Arizona. Again, these are all Saturdays, 9 o'clock local time starts. They're all free. So join the Brain Trust, San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix. There will be other locations after that. All you do is you go to wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com, and there's a live event section. Go there, say, hey, I'm showing up, here's my name, here's somebody else coming with me, whatever, and as many people as you want to bring along, go right ahead. We will make room for everyone, wealthed.com. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Mentioned active versus passive management. First of all, Professor Plum, what are we talking about when we say this? Because it sounds like an actively managed portfolio is somebody who, you know, somebody goes into work every single day, and they're going in, and they're looking, and they're moving things around, and they're doing...
Maybe on a day-to-day, maybe not so frequently as day-to-day, but there's somebody looking at it. So the difference is indexing versus a person looking over and evaluating the stocks. There's been a lot of press that indexing is the only way to go. And a lot of that stems from the fact that it's very inexpensive to deal with an index fund, an index ETF. An index is just a computer-generated list of stocks. The S&P 500, it's the 500 biggest stocks in the U.S. economy. The Dow Jones, 30 stocks. I mean, it's just a matter of, it's a list that is created by a computer not an individual evaluating the strength of the company. Now, obviously, they're pretty strong companies because they're the biggest in the area, right? So whether it's an ETF, exchange-traded fund, that's using an index of pharmaceutical companies, oil companies, energy companies, that you can get indexes for almost every different sector or the broad market or the extended market or a very narrow type of an area. So how you go about picking the index, and you just own those shares and you buy and you hold them, you hold the mutual fund, you hold the ETF, whatever form you're looking at, and you don't have anybody personally looking at those companies saying, you know what, this company is overextended, this company is good, bad, and different. There's been a lot of press, as I mentioned, saying that index funds outperform active management. And while that's true to some extent, it's not true across the board. If you look at the S&P 500, I mean, if it always outperformed, it would be in the top 10% of all funds at all times within its category group. It's not. It's somewhere between 30% and 50%. I've never seen it lower than 50%. But where are we talking about active management? An active manager is a money manager who either works by themselves or with a team of individuals evaluating the fundamentals or some type of criteria with that particular stock and whether or not to buy it or sell it. And where they have an advantage is in a rocky market. In a momentum-driven market like we saw in the late 90s, the early 2000s, from 2000 to 2006, maybe this last couple of weeks, there's very little advantage, so to speak, because all the stocks are working in the same way. They're all
going
up.
Well, it's almost like you say you can't lose no matter what you do.
I mean, the monkeys were picking good stocks back in 1999. And I don't mean the singing group. I just mean, you know, actual monkeys.
You mean when they went to the zoo.
They went to the zoo. They got a monkey and said, point out a stock on this list. And that one succeeded.
Yeah, whatever the monkey stepped on was the stock that they picked.
It didn't take a lot of expertise to pick a good stock in the late 90s because, well, I don't want to say good stock, a performing stock, because everything was performing. But after that, it was nice to be able to say, you know what, we need to get away from some of these companies that are not performing. Just because they're going up in value right now doesn't mean they're going to continue. And at some point, when that bubble breaks, we want to get away from the biggest losers. So in a momentum-driven market, indexing works wonderfully. In a volatile market, a flat market side to side like we saw a year ago, 2015, where it was up, it was down, it was up, it was down, that's where active management can come into play. But that's at the fund level. And when you're looking at the fund, is there a person or a team of individuals working on picking and selling, buying, whatever, the individual stocks, the individual securities within that particular fund? That's active management. Now, active management comes in multiple levels because we're talking about at the security level, at the fundamental mutual fund ETF level. And indexing is very inexpensive. Obviously, if we just go off of a computer list and the computer just spits it out pretty easily, we don't have to pay anybody to do that. We don't have to pay a research team. We don't have to pay a manager. We don't have to pay for anything other than a computer to list the 500 biggest stocks or whatever index you're looking to purchase.
Sure.
So active management, by definition, is going to be more expensive. But at times, it can outperform. Even data from the largest mutual fund company that specializes in indexing shows that in many cases, that mutual fund company's actively managed holdings do better than the indexes.
Well, so what's a person supposed to do? I mean, they're supposed to say, well, how do I know? I mean, if I go out and I hire an active manager, I go pay for an actively managed portfolio, what's going to happen? We're going to have all the stocks are going to go up and I'm going to be paying for nothing. Or if they say, well, I'll just go with passive management, but we're going to see some down years or some sideways years in the market, and I'm going to be, left holding the bag.
Well, the idea is to, because you cannot predict when active is going to beat indexing is going to beat active, have them both, because that actually helps out the overall portfolio. You can have a little bit of both and have some indexing, have some ETFs, have some exchange traded funds, what the ETFs are, and then have some active management. Now, when you're dealing with active management, you don't want funds that are consistently in the bottom 50%. In fact, you don't want funds that have shown up in the bottom 50% very often at all. You want funds that have shown within their category. And you want to look at the volatility and measure those issues, but you want to stay with good performing stocks or good performing managers, having a little bit of both. But that's at the fund level itself, indexing, active management. But even if you are a true indexer, study after study after study so far has said that you're long-term rate of return is not so much the individual security selection when you're dealing with a diversified portfolio, but it's the allocation across broader categories, large cap, small cap, mid cap, value, growth, how much domestic versus international. That allocation of sectors is a driving force in your long-term rate of return, not whether you bought a large cap blended fund or, you know, between value and growth or an S&P index. It's how much of large cap do you have versus small cap versus the others. So no matter what you're doing, even if you're using all index type of mutual funds, ETFs, you're managing, you or somebody else is actively managing the overall allocation. How much? Do you just buy one fund? You got $300,000-$400,000 that you've allocated for long-term growth. You're just going to buy one index fund? I guess you could. It would be inexpensive, but you're probably going to be just average at best. And is that what you're looking for? Now, you could, if it makes you sleep well at night, that's up to you. But there are potentially better ways to create similar rates of return with less volatility. Now, we haven't had a whole lot of volatility in the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, but it's going to return again at some point. But the whole goal is to create a better rate of return with the same amount of risk as the market that you're comparing to, or the same rate of return with less risk. Now, obviously, better rate of return with less risk would be really nice, but that's really hard to do. But the overall allocation, which is an actively managed issue, how much of each different index, how much of each different actively managed fund, how much of active management versus indexing versus large, you know, within the large cap, small cap.
Yep.
That's the issue. And that's where active management plays a role.
Sure does. And if you have questions on this or anything else, you give us a call. We'll be taking your calls. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Somebody say monkeys. I do believe so. You ask, you get. 877-PLANNER. P-L-A-N-N-E-R.
Good thing I didn't say the Archies.
I don't think we would have conformed to your wishes if we'd done that. Although, who knows? You never know. Next time you mention the word sugar and you say it twice, we may have to play it. 877-PLANNER, if you've got a question. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're here talking to you about whatever's on your mind from a money standpoint. Financially speaking, strategically speaking, and retirement speaking. We'll be doing some more next hour. It's another hour coming up in this program, so stick around for more. 877-PLANNER, our number here in studio, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. If you want to email us, you can do so at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. So talking just a little bit for another couple minutes here about active versus passive management. Does one always beat the other? First of all, why is it important? I mean, why should people even care about active versus passive?
Well, because it is two different styles of managing securities. Now, where it tends to work the best, indexing I'm talking about, passive management, is in situations where information is immediately, readily available. The larger the area, the big company U.S. stocks tends to be a very efficient, what they call efficient market. Information, it's hard to find information about those companies that everybody else and their brother doesn't already know about at the same time you know about it. So in some respects, it's much more difficult to do active management in those areas. Although risk management from an active management side can be achieved, it's not so much the return side of it, but the risk management side that makes sense. But when you get into the big company stocks, information is very readily available. Now, once you get away from those super efficient, large information pools of everything, and you get to the smaller company stocks, international stocks, emerging markets, and things of that nature, what we've seen is active management in those areas tends to outperform indexing. So where indexing can work in some areas, it doesn't work as well in other areas. Where a good manager can find a company that hasn't maybe shown up on the radar as strong as it would, it's going to show up in the near, in the not too distant future, but it's on its up and coming way, and the information about it just isn't there yet. The index hasn't picked it up or hasn't really noticed it. Because there's nobody actually looking at it. They're just looking at one metric, and that's size. So it's a matter of there may be places where active management can add value. Now, one place, in my opinion, that active management does a much better job than indexing is in the bond world. the bond market is a very large market, and indexing is very difficult to do because it's very difficult to buy those. If the index comes out, you know whoever puts out the index says these are the best intermediate or the biggest intermediate holdings, whatever the case, it's difficult for a manager or a company to go out and buy those actual bonds at the pricing that they show up. And so you have to pay something in there to buy those things. So indexing is not all that easy. What they do is they try to do representatives. They buy, you know, some stocks in the, or you know, bonds in this area, some in this area, to make it look like we're close to the index, but they're not the index. And so it's, you're getting some active management in there anyway, so you might as well do real active management. And within a certain area, I was looking at some very short-term, short-duration areas,
right,
equal credit quality, and the active management fund was more expensive than the index, a short duration index fund, but it had less risk and a better return net of fees. It, even with the fees being higher, it still had a better yield. It still had a better yield. So make sure you understand what you're buying, and don't you just carte blanche and say, well, indexing always works.
Nope, that would be generic advice, and we don't accept off-the-rack generic advice here on this program. All right, let's get another call in here before the top of the hour, 877-PLANNER. Donna in Pennsylvania somewhere. Hello, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. How can we help you today?
I have a question concerning, I have a TIA CREF account through the college. Mm-hmm. I have worked there for a long time, retired about 5 years ago. My husband is working. We're a little afraid that if this economy goes south, I know I can start pulling out $10,000 a year from my TIA account. We're wondering if that's advisable to do that now, because it does make anywhere about like 3.5%. If we pull it out, maybe put it in a Roth IRA. I don't know what would be a good way to invest that, if it would be even advisable to do that at this point.
Well, if you pull it out and put it in a Roth, that's going to be a taxable event. And with your spouse working, that may or may not be the time to do a and create a taxable event with that conversion. The TIAA, and it also depends on which specific retirement plan you have with them. If it's an IRA, it's one thing. If it's there's different retirement plans that particular company uses to support different financial or educational institutions across the U.S. The TIAA is a fixed guaranteed investment contract, Teachers Insurance Annuity Association. And they offer a pretty good rate, 2.5-3% guaranteed rates on safe money. And the CREF is the equity side of it, the variable side, the more growth-oriented potential side. College Retirement Equity Fund is what it stands for. So I'm not as big of a fan of the CREF side as I am the TIA, but the problem with it is sometimes they're difficult to deal with. Whereas you mentioned, you can only get $10,000 a year out, or they put lots of restraints on what you can and cannot do with the money. So before you want to move it, though, you need to have a game plan of why you want to move it. And it may be having a guaranteed account is a great thing, and it fits in the overall plan really well, and you can't get a better guaranteed rate. Maybe you can't get a better guaranteed rate than you already have, so why move it? But on the other side, if you don't need a guaranteed rate and you've got time and other things, then you may want to move it. So let's take a step back. Before we look at the investments, look at the strategy. What does the strategy say that you should be doing with your money? And then see what we have that can already fit it. And if it doesn't have what we need, move it to where it is.
Okay. Yeah, I guess our concern was, if this economy does crash and the dollar is worth half of what it is today, how can we sort of maybe preserve some of that?
The only way you can preserve that,
anything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really no way to preserve, and it's not going to affect you that much. A dollar is a dollar. All you're going to have there, unfortunately, is inflation. So what is it that if the dollar does crash, which I don't think it's going to crash that hard that quick, what, are you going to go 100% into gold? I mean, the gold salespeople will love that, but I don't think that that's a place to go, and you don't need to move a huge percentage, 50% of your portfolio to gold to get that kind of a hedge. So I'm just not going to go into that camp. I'm going to say, let's go in and create a strategy so that if you want to retire, not so much what happens in the economy, but when you want to retire and you want to start pulling money out, whether it's $10,000, $20,000 or more, you have the access to it even if the market goes down. And you can still live and do what you want to do.
Donna, I got to take a break for the top of the hour. If you can hang on, we can talk to you more during the top of the hour. If you have some more questions, we will be happy to do so. Just got to take a quick break here. Be careful what you do. Just, stick around for a little bit more. There's another hour just ahead. If you need the brain trust off the air, Professor Rick Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, you talk to them at their offer number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Security. Broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.